6:18 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line right now by our very good friend Justin Owen, the CEO of the Beacon Center here in Tennessee, an attorney, a graduate of the University of Memphis School of Law. And so the message today is we have a constitutional amendment coming up for the state here in Tennessee in November. It's amendment number one. It's designed to protect the right to work for all. Tell us a little bit about this amendment, Justin Owen.
Well, good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me on. Glad to chat about this. This is a very important issue that voters are going to hear a lot about over the next couple of months. And as we look at things that are happening across the nation, you've got President Biden calling for banning right-to-work laws nationally. The U.S. House has even passed a law called the PRO Act twice now in an attempt to do so. Fortunately, the Senate hasn't gone along, but you know, here in Tennessee, we believe in the protection of right to work. We believe that this has been a Tennessee tradition first passed 75 years ago. And ultimately, all it means is that you can't be forced to join a union and pay dues. And we've benefited from that significantly in Tennessee. If you look at our economy, states like Tennessee have higher employment growth, higher income growth, certainly higher population growth as people are fleeing states like California, Illinois, and New York that are forced unionization states. So this is something that we believe really strongly in. We believe this decision should be left in the hands of Tennesseans, and fortunately they'll have a chance to do that here.
Isn't the right to work already established in the Tennessee? In other words, you don't have to join a union and pay dues in order to get and keep a job. Why the need for a constitutional amendment, and why vote yes on one because of that?
Well, a couple of things. One, we think that it's so important that we need to elevate it to a constitutional right. You remember we did this with the income tax back in 2002. Fortunately, we struck down an income tax or decided not to pass one in the state. That came very close to happening. And so legislators said, not only are we not going to have an income tax, we're going to ban one in the state constitution. So we can send a message to those people and businesses who want to come here. We're going to protect that, your right to keep your hard-earned income, for generations to come by putting that in the Constitution, that ban in the Constitution. We think that it's time to do the same thing with right to work. Our current state legislature is friendly. They're not going to repeal the right to work, but a simple majority vote of the legislature could get rid of this. And so 20, 30 years down the road, if things look different, then we might be facing a situation like that. The best thing to do is to act now, put this in the Constitution, protect this as a constitutional right, against those future attacks and against the attacks that are currently happening in Washington.
Push
back against Joe Biden.
There you have it. Now we have this overreaching, the usurpation of states' rights and individual rights by the national federal government. You see it all over the place. We'll get to more of that here in a bit. Tell me, to have a constitutional amendment pass, there's a lot of political support that has to happen between now and November 8th of this year. What's it look like? How is the effort to pass this right to work amendment? Yes, on one, the amendment number one, be on the ballot November 8th. How's it going? And what level of opposition are you seeing to it?
Well, this is a long process. I mean, and rightfully so. It shouldn't be easy to amend your Constitution, right? But first of all, the legislature had to pass this twice, the second time by a two-thirds majority, which they did last year to even put this on the ballot for voters. And now a majority of voters who vote in the governor's race have to vote yes on this in November. So we're doing everything we can to get the word out. Governor Bill Lee is our statewide chairman. Former Governor Haslam is our treasurer. So we've got support from the business community, support from moderate Republicans, conservative Republicans, all across the board. All of our legislative leaders are out there working on this, championing this. So we've got a lot of support. We do believe that we're going to win this, but the unions are fighting back. You know, they fight these kinds of things, not only nationally, but right here on the ground in Tennessee.
Who are the leading unions opposing this? Teachers unions, perhaps? Others?
Actually, more the AFL-CIO has in opposition to this. So you've got, all of your alphabet soups of unions who fight this, who, frankly, you should have a right to join a union, and we're not against unions by any means. The right to work is not anti-union, but many of those unions, especially the union bosses, they want people to have to pay dues to the union, even if they're not members, and we just fundamentally disagree with that. So they're going to fight on their side, and frankly, they're not even talking about the right to work. They're trying to mislead voters and tell them that, oh, right to work means you can be fired for any reason.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with right
totally
to work.
Totally misleading.
I will. Exactly.
Justin, I'm shocked that the opponents of this are misleading people about what it's about. Now, let me, I mentioned at the beginning of this interview that you are an attorney.
Hold that against me.
Pardon? Well, actually,
don't hold that against me.
I'm going to shift gears here for a moment. We can't ignore this. What happened yesterday when the Federal Bureau of Investigation apparently secured a search warrant signed by a federal judge, apparently, and conducted a raid on the private residence of former President Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago, unprecedented in American history. To me, Justin, this looks like a vast abuse of power by Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Biden maladministration, and FBI Director Christopher Wray. As an attorney, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think you've nailed it. It's unprecedented. I don't recall a time where a former president had this happen to them. And it's just another example of the overreach that we've been talking about. You've also got the IRS hiring, 86,000 new enforcement agents? I mean, this is using the federal government as a political machine against, a former president, but all the way down to average people. It's not going to stop at Mar-a-Lago. And I think that it's time to push back against Washington, whether it's the FBI, the IRS, or whether it's doing things like putting yes on, Amendment 1 in the Constitution, so that we can say, Tennesseans aren't going to stand up. Tennesseans are going to stand up. We're going to fight back against these attempts at overreach and consolidating all of this power in Washington. And it's time to do something about it.
So your key message for us today is for voters on November 8th to go into the ballot and vote yes on Amendment 1 to protect right to work in the state of Tennessee, to make it part of the Constitution. And this would permanently state that Tennesseans cannot be forced to join a union and pay dues in order to get or keep their job. So that's your main message today. A lot of other legal stuff going on here. I note that the Supreme Court is now, yesterday, held hearings here in Tennessee for the 6 attorney general candidates. Do you have any thoughts on that process?
It's interesting. We're the only state in the nation that does this. And so, most states either elect their attorney general or are appointed by the governor or some kind of hybrid situation with the governor and the legislature. We're the only state where the Tennessee Supreme Court picks our attorney general. So it's an interesting process. They're going to continue to have some interviews and then deliberate and pick the next attorney general. I presume in the next few days we should know something. There's some really good qualified candidates. It's an important role. In fact, part of the role of the attorney general is to fight back against some of these attempts that we've seen coming out of Washington and say that, this is a state's decision. The states should have authority over these things, not Washington, D.C. So this is a very important decision and one that I would encourage Tennesseans to watch out. Well, Gina, watch this week.
Yeah, and it seems to me that the role of the state attorney general as the federal government and the Department of Justice becomes more and more politicized is going to be increasingly important. Would you agree with that, Justin Owen?
Very much so. This is a check on Washington. There's a role for the attorney general and for the state to push back. We believe firmly that we're a nation of states.
1 minute.
It's very important that states get to have the autonomy and make decisions for what's best for their citizens, whether it's right to work or a number of other things. There are very few things that Washington should be doing. Unfortunately, we see more and more power consolidated inside the Beltway, and our attorney general is one of the leading people who can step up and fight back against that and return power back to Tennesseans where it belongs.
I'll close our interview with a line from Kari Lake, the gubernatorial candidate for the GOP in Arizona. It's time to make federalism great again.
Love it.
Justin Owen.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
With the Beacon Center. Thanks so much for joining us. And come back and keep us posted on the Yes on Amendment 1 campaign. Thanks, Justin. Have a great day.
You too, Michael. Thank
you. All right. We'll be back with Aaron Goldbranson, the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report and lead political reporter for the Tennessee Star after this. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.